This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar called it a tried-and-true method to treat coronavirus. He says this is a major advance in the treatment of patients. The plasma is said to result in a 30 to 35% better survival rate for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent plasma is blood plasma, that's the liquid part of blood, containing coronavirus antibodies. It's donated by people who've recovered from COVID-19. The New York Times reported last week an FDA emergency use authorization for this treatment was on hold after officials from the National Institutes of Health intervened, saying evidence on its efficacy was too weak. The latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. Today, the pandemic has killed more than 806,000 people. That's according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000. It's followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. Mexico, India, and Britain have the next highest death tolls. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned, "The situation is very grave and serious. We are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed, and there are tight restrictions on large religious services." VOA News. The World Health Organization and UNICEF are saying that children aged 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situations as adults should, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear them as the risk requires. This is to stem the spread of coronavirus. Older children, it says, could play more of a role in virus transmission than younger ones, according to the two organizations. In a report they released on October 21st, it says the situation in which older children should wear a face mask include when a distance of 1 meter from others cannot be guaranteed and when there's widespread transmission in the community. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is due in Jerusalem Monday to start a tour focused on Israel's normalizing of ties with the United Arab Emirates and pushing other nations to follow suit. After meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo is set to visit senior figures in Sudan, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Israel had previously only signed peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan, two neighbors with which it had technically been at war, unlike the United Arab Emirates. Following the U.S.-sponsored deal announced on August 13th, the new partners say they want to promote trade, especially the sale of Emirati oil to Israel and Israeli technology to the Emirates, as well as boosting tourism by establishing direct air links. Kabul's police chief has been fired, the Afghan Interior Ministry said Sunday, following a mortar attack that hit the presidential palace last week and an uptick in small-scale bombings in the nation's capital. Government officials say the chief, who oversaw security in Kabul and surrounding districts, and at least two other mid-ranking security officials were let go over what they called the recent rise in insecurity in the capital. During Independence Day celebrations on Tuesday, at least 3 people were killed and 19 injured after more than a dozen mortars were fired at the city's heavily fortified Green Zone, home to a number of foreign embassies, along with high-profile government installations. The palace was hit, and several members of the president's elite security detail were among the injured. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax. The White House says he will veto the bill if it passes in the Senate. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.